What is going on, everybody? This is the Stars and Scrubs Sports Podcast, the official sports podcast of the Crow's Nest. And this is your guy, Big Mike. And to my left, the fourth ball brother himself, Jeffrey Wakovich.
I'm out here, 3 hours of sleep. This is going to be an adventure. I can promise you that. I don't know if it'll be good. Don't know if it'll be bad. But this is what you get. So
we're going to make it.
Let's enjoy it. And hopefully this pod doesn't run longer than I slept.
All right. Now, first thing, a bit of news. The Super Bowl.
The what?
Yes, Jeff, you heard that right. The Super Bowl is coming up on Sunday, and I know who my pick is, and I know who your pick is, but let's let the audience know.
All right. Look, the fam is from Foxborough, Massachusetts, so I was born and raised there. No, I wasn't born and raised. My dad was born and raised there. I grew up a Patriots fan. Everything was Tom Brady this, Belichick that. Some people even say my first words might have been Tom Brady, which probably isn't good because, like, he wasn't drafted until I was, like, two. But, hey.
Hey, man. That's all right.
Everyone learns late sometimes. So, yeah, for me, it's the Patriots because I'm a homer and they're the best team in NFL history. That's all I got to say.
All right, Jeff. Very compelling argument you got there. Now, me... I do not like the Patriots. If you know anything about me, I do not like the Patriots at all. I think Jacksonville got screwed a couple weeks ago, but never mind that. You already know that I'm going with the Eagles. Their defense has been insane all year. I mean, they held the Vikings to only 7 points, and I'm trying to remember how many interceptions Case Keenum threw that game.
All of them.
I think it was... yeah, it was two interceptions. And I'm sure... And one of them was a pick six. So that was just insane. And Nick Foles, he even had three touchdowns, threw for 352 yards. Their run game wasn't so good, but I know I may be one of the few people out there going against Brady and Belichick. And believe me, I know that they can come back from anything. We saw them against Jacksonville. We saw them against Atlanta last Super Bowl. But fly, Eagles, fly, baby.
Nah, man. It's clipping wings season. Oh. That's what we do in the Super Bowl.
All right.
As long as Eli Manning is on the other side, I like our odds.
Yeah, I was surprised that the Jags lost as Tom Coughlin was with them on, well, not on the sideline, but in the booth. So, you know, maybe that bit of extra help obviously didn't work. But, I mean, if Carson Wentz was playing this game,
it's a completely different game.
100% I would say the Eagles. But Nick Foles, we haven't seen anything terrible from him. We haven't seen anything spectacular from him. So, it's really a toss-up, but I can't pick the Patriots. I just can't.
Yeah, I mean, Gronk might play, might not. Belichick might cheat, might not. Yeah, you never know. That's what's exciting about the Patriots. You never know what you're going to get, except, you know, Tom Brady is going to be the greatest quarterback of all time the second those cleats hit the gridiron. But other than that, it's a toss-up. But we'll see. I'm excited for it. Unlike the Pro Bowl.
Oh, man.
Did anyone watch that? Bueller?
Oh, man. I don't understand the purpose behind All-Star games in general.
Uh-oh, here comes the Big Mike plug.
No, wrong. I wasn't going to do it.
Nah, Big Mike with that fat op-ed in the Crow's Nest this week. Pick it up. Get past all the accreditation stuff.
Oh, man. I can't shamelessly plug. I'm sorry, Jeff. I don't have that in me. But, like Jeff said, I did write an article.
Hey, we'll take it.
Yeah, the closest thing I'll get to a shameless plug. But, yep, discussing, honestly, what is the point of All-Star games? I mean, yes, they're for the fans and the players to put on a good show.
Do they, though? I mean, anyone who knows sports knows that they aren't trying. And it's just... Like, yeah, it's cool to see the centers shoot threes, even though that's the thing now. But, like,
yeah.
I don't know, man. Watching 18 straight dunks kind of takes the magic out of it.
Mm-hmm, exactly. It's plus, for the NBA All-Star Game, I read somewhere that they're offering the winning team, I think, $100,000 to each player if they win or something like that. I don't really remember.
Nah, big ballers don't worry about that.
Well, it's because, like Jeff said, nobody's really trying. Obviously,
no one wants to get hurt.
Exactly.
That's just the thing.
No one wants to get injured.
Isn't worth it.
And nobody wants to get posterized, as we saw Steph Curry lay down last NBA All-Star game when Giannis was going full steam ahead of him.
Or Russell Westbrook last night.
Oh, yeah.
The Joel Embiid.
Yeah, he
no one holds their head higher in a loss, man.
I don't know why he ran in front of him. I mean, obviously he was going for the blocking or not.
Yeah, he's trying to get the charge, but
I don't understand.
No, I respect that he went for it though. A lot of people just make the business decision to get out of the way, not Russell Westbrook.
I mean, I don't even think he got posterized though. I mean, he didn't really put up his hands at all. He actually put them down. So. Yeah, Joel Embiid dunked over him, but was Russell Westbrook really playing defense?
Oh, what's a poster? What's a catch? Does anyone understand sports anymore?
We're lost. We're lost in translation. But yeah, back to the nit and grit of it. All-Star games. What's the point? Other than baseball. Baseball. All right, yeah, baseball. There's a purpose.
Yeah, I like the. Because the AL and the NL are so different. There's no like real perfect way, like record-wise or however they do it, where the designated hitter difference to like make it, all right, this team has the better record. So I like that that's the way they decided on it. I don't think that works in the NBA or the NFL where all the rules are the same, but I like it. It's creative. It's different. It's exciting.
And for those who don't know, baseball, the All-Star Game decides which league gets to have home field advantage for... Any of those who don't know baseball, like us two right here.
Yeah, what's a baseball? I play a little league, but hey. That's about the extent of it. Big Poppy ain't in the league no more, so.
Oh, man. Did you agree with the picks for the NBA All-Star Game, Jeff?
Yeah. I wanted to see Depot as a starter over DeMar DeRozan. But, I don't know. I wish they would have televised the pick process, where it was the schoolyard pick. That's what I want to see.
Mm-hmm. Now, we know LeBron James picked Kevin Durant first. Arguably the second best player in the NBA behind LeBron James. And some people would argue that he's better than LeBron. But we know that LeBron definitely got him first. And Steph... probably got Giannis first or James.
Well, yeah, because they didn't really say how they did the order. Because if it's just one and one, then whoever picks second kind of gets screwed. But if they do like a one and then a 2-2-2-2-2, then that's kind of interesting. I don't know. I think it's definitely Kevin Durant first. Then the Harden, Giannis, and then probably Anthony Davis fourth.
Yeah, I could see that.
Maybe Kyrie?
Yeah, maybe Kyrie.
I don't think Boogie...
Yeah, I don't think he was really the first out of the start. I think he was actually last. Because I think he would pick Kyrie over Boogie, because he at least had playing time with Kyrie. He knows his style of game.
Yeah, but, nah, DeMar DeRozan had to have been last, man.
Out of them all?
Yeah. I mean, he's having a good season. He's making more threes than usual, which is cool because he was in love with the half court or the mid range. There we go.
Yeah, Russell, so. Calm down. You weren't picked last, man. Like Nah. LaMarcus Aldridge was probably picked last out of that LeBron's team.
Yeah, I would say LaMarcus Aldridge.
Because I mean, he really hasn't. He hasn't been terrible, but he hasn't been something really special. We know Russell Westbrook has some specialness to him, and obviously, like Victor Oladipo just going insane for Indiana. So I mean, and Kristaps Porzingis. I mean,
yeah, that's a squad right there. Yeah. That's a squad. I mean, Carl Anthony Towns though, he might have been last. I could see that. I guess he'd been down there. Maybe
Al Horford.
Yeah,
he could be last.
Yeah, and the thing is like, all those players are on Team Curry. Except for LaMarcus Aldridge, but...
Do you understand Russell Westbrook's frustration with four players on one team being selected to an All-Star game? All the Warriors.
I mean, I can understand the frustration, but at the same time, like, you can't leave Klay and Dre out of the All-Star game. I mean, Klay...
I think you could leave Draymond. I don't think you could leave Klay, though.
I don't know. I think Draymond is probably the best power forward in the NBA after Anthony Davis. I don't think that's a hot take. I mean, Blake was up there, but then the eighth game hit.
Yeah.
And we kind of forgot about him.
Yeah.
I mean, Kevin Love, when the Cavs are good, is good. Kristaps is, he's on his way up, but...
Draymond hasn't really... I haven't really seen anything from him when compared to previous seasons, like last year when he won defensive MVP. I mean, he was dominant on both sides.
Yeah.
But, I mean, now I really don't see that. I see Joel Embiid being defensive MVP this year.
Yeah, I think he's... Yeah. I think that he's definitely up there, especially with Gobert out for a while.
Mm.
Dion Waiters represent. Karma gotcha. But... Yeah, I mean, some interesting picks. I just, man, if they televised the reveal or something dumb like that, but they didn't televise the order. That drama, oh, man, that'd be incredible. Just to get, like, the live reactions and whatnot as they're, like, picking and how long they actually take, or if it's just KD, Giannis, and they just go. So.
Yeah, and DeMarcus Cousins being hurt. Personally, I think Paul George, I think he's done pretty well this season. Obviously, he hasn't been... starter material, but I definitely think him being a replacement for DeMarcus Cousins is a good fit.
Yeah, especially because that team was all big men before.
Yeah.
Like on LeBron's Instagram, he said Kevin Durant was playing shooting guard.
Yeah, the shortest guy there is Kyrie, and Kyrie's what?
Like 6'3", 6'4", something like that.
Dang.
Yeah, that's a big team.
Yeah.
But, I mean, the same time, it doesn't matter who's on what team.
Yeah.
They don't really... Like, if you watch the NBA Africa game a couple years ago, they started, like, Bismack Biyombo and Luol Deng against, like, Chris Paul and them, and, like, it ended up being pretty tight because just no one was trying.
Yeah. It's just...
So...
Three game or it's poster seasons. One of the two. Nobody. Yep. And then the heat dumps. Checks. The heat... No, I'm not going to lie. The heat checks when players are just deep threes, just... Going in.
I love those during the, what's it called? The Rising Stars Challenge. Those are fun. That was the only game I've ever seen where Tim Hardaway was good. Or Tim Hardaway Jr.
Yeah, there you go.
Not going to diss the Heat legend.
Yeah. Well, there's Jeff and my take about All-Stars. Definitely think it's been all right.
The trade deadline. Nobody is really being shot, though. I mean, Kemba... I don't believe that for a second. He's the best player in Bobcats history. And now the Hornets again. But
yeah.
He's still definitely one of their best of all time. I mean, I don't think they've had many better point guards.
So what about the LA? The Clippers traded. Do you think DeAndre Jordan would go to the Cavs? I personally wouldn't want to see that.
Only if Lou Williams goes with it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if it's a straight Tristan Thompson and J.R. Smith and, like, a pick that's not the Brooklyn pick, then I don't mind that trade. I think it's marginal improvements for both players, or in both spots, because DeAndre Jordan is definitely just better than Tristan Thompson, who's absolutely fallen off. I mean, the Cavs right now, they're back to being bad.
Yeah, I know. And it's a little coincidental for Isaiah Thomas to come back and they start... going down the slope they had earlier in the season.
Yeah, so you're telling me a 5'9" player who doesn't have his speed back isn't going to help the team? No, I mean, he'll probably end up being all right.
Yeah,
but
he's got too much attitude, man. Like, from what I've seen, now I can't compare Isaiah Thomas to Kyrie Irving, but Kyrie really didn't speak out at all on the Cavs, other than wanting to be traded.
Yeah, well, there's all those rumors, and maybe there's some fire behind all the smoke.
Yeah.
Who's to say? We're not in the Cavs organization. We're just Two guys from the SFCMP out here pod.
Woo! Go Bulls, baby!
Yeah, had to get that plug in.
Dude, and speaking of Bulls, we won one of our basketball games. Our men's team actually won. I think it was against Tulane.
Nice, the first win.
Yes, I'm so proud of the Bulls, baby.
Yes, sir.
And women's team, of course, you guys.
Yeah, they just are good. Great. So, no need in celebrating those who are already celebrated.
Yeah, you guys are already good. Or should I say, you girls are already good. And our baseball team, 10 more days, baseball season starts up. I can't wait.
Go Bulls, did you get baby. That email that the Bulls are playing an MLS team?
Yeah.
The Chicago Fire?
That is wild. That's crazy to me.
USF is really out here.
Bulls till I die, baby.
All right, so back to the trade deadline.
Hey, yeah.
All right, let's get professional, John.
All right.
All right, yeah, Avery Bradley, you know what?
Oh, yeah,
went from being one of the best players on that Celtics team, and now they're reportedly trying to shop him, mm-hmm. and the only offer I've heard so far is Jordan Clarkson. Might as well be Kelly Clarkson. That trade ain't going through.
Avery Bradley's done pretty well this season.
He hasn't had the impact they wanted.
Yeah.
They thought he would be the guy, and all they had to give up was one of the Morris twins.
Yeah. But I don't think...
There's about 13 of them.
I don't think Clarkson's a good trade for him at all.
No, not at all.
That's terrible.
Clarkson hasn't showed anything since like his sophomore season, like 2 years ago.
What do you think? You know where I'd be okay if he went to the Magic?
Yeah, get Evan Fournier out of here. Nikola Vucevic out of here. Neither of them try.
Yeah,
it's tank season.
Yeah.
David Aldridge proposed Dele and John Henson for Evan Fournier and Mo Spates.
That's not bad.
No, I like John Henson.
Yeah.
He's lanky. He was drafted by John Hammond, the new GM. And he actually probably tries.
And Dele's no stranger to high-stakes competition, playing in the finals for the Cavs. And now with... a great player with Giannis, I'd be okay with that.
Yeah, I mean, Dele's basically just a better version of Shelvin Mack.
Yeah, yeah.
And, like, neither of them is going to make us good, so we can still sit here at the bottom with Atlanta. We out here. And just ride out this season, and then we don't have to worry about their contracts.
And then pray for the
lottery. The lottery balls, baby. That's what it's all about. We got to get that Shaq Penny luck back.
Oh, baby, that was... Wish I was alive for that, but, you know.
Oh, it's magic. Oh, I don't know. Sorry about that. Free concert.
So, that's really what we got for the NBA trade deadline and the All-Star picks and games and all that jazz. And now, Jeff, it's that time already. Because, obviously, there hasn't been much happening in pop culture.
Well, all right. About that, we'll jump right into my scrub, ladies and gentlemen. I'm leaning forward in my seat so I can give it to you straight. Grammys, garbage. Oscars, I can't think of a negative word that starts with O. Oh, bad. We'll go with that. Golden Globes, nah, they're Bronze Globes at best. None of those matter. Why, all it does is it makes people upset and it gives us those Kanye moments where... I'm going to let you speak, but Beyonce
had the greatest, one of the best videos of all time.
Yeah, that one. And, I mean, people were mad about it. And, I don't know. I don't really care about that. As a giant movie fan, didn't really trip my trigger. So, my scrub is the Grammys and everyone who watched it on purpose. Why?
Great question, very philosophical. Now I'm going to give you my star because I've been seeing this man all over the place. Now I don't know how many of you go on social media. There's a certain Pelicans fan that has become my new hero. That's right.
Everyone's hero, man.
Some heroes do not wear capes. They wear Pelicans hoodies.
Yeah, man, he had the warm-ups on. He stepped
on beautiful. Yeah,
stepped up on court. Just was called for a ball.
He even took a shot.
Yeah, who passed that man a ball? That man. There's no way that man was over 5'10".
I know. It was beautiful. I loved it. That guy just didn't care, and the security guard didn't even throw him out. He's just like, you know what? Go back to your seat.
So he was a little. He got that finger in his face at the end of the video. He was like, "Oh, don't you do that again."
Who cares, man? I love it.
He would do it again. I would do it.
I loved it, man. You are my star. Whatever your name is, you are my star, man.
Well, yeah, we'll get him on the pod.
Hopefully.
We'll start campaigning.
Now, Jeff, who's your star now?
My star, at 1,000 years old, Roger Federer. No, he's ageless. I think he's actually 36. Won his 20th major. I think it was the 6th Australian Open, beat Marin Cilic, who won the U.S. Open in 2014. And for those who aren't in the tennis world, you can't read an article about Marin Cilic without hearing about his 2014 U.S. Open win. Because that's basically the biggest thing he's done. But he's been really impressive as well. So the Australian Open was interesting without Djokovic. No, Djokovic played. Without Murray and Serena and Caroline Wozniacki. We can have a double star. She finally lost her mantra as the best player to never win a slam. So she's in there now. And yeah, Roger Federer still doing it at age 36. Tom Brady's still doing it at
40 something, right?
Yeah, he's approaching grandpa age. Just kidding, old people, we love you.
Yep.
Friends of the program.
Now that's a great star, Jeff. And now onto my scrub. Onto a more serious note. Michigan State. What is happening there? Oh my gosh. We don't really get into big topics dealing
with the hard hitting stuff. Yeah, no, we're serious now.
Yeah, we're hitting a serious note. Michigan State, those sexual assault. Larry Nassar and all the other allegations. What is happening there?
I mean, 175 years since. Wow.
It's basically the new Penn State and Baylor, but we didn't see Penn State or Baylor get the death penalty by NCAA. So I hate saying this, but I don't think Michigan State's going to get the death penalty either. I mean, and Ole Miss too with Hugh Freeze doing his thing. I forget what it was, calling up call girls or something for the team.
I mean, he completely crossed the line. I mean, if he's sexually assaulting
Olympians,
that's just completely unacceptable and unheard of. And I think he should have gotten 10 times what he got. 175 years, man. If he lives that one, that'd be crazy, but that won't happen. That's not how science works, folks.
Right.
We're a well-rounded pod. Science, too. Sorry, we're serious.
Yeah, man. And to quote Magic Johnson, if anyone was aware of the sexual assault happening to women on the MSU campus from the Office of the President, Board of Trustees, Athletic Department, faculty, and campus police, and didn't say or do anything about it, they should be fired. I 100% agree with Magic Johnson. And absolutely. If you're going to let something as serious as sexual assault go and just sweep it under the rug, you deserve to be fired. Fired's the bottom tier. Definitely worst punishments out there. But getting fired, absolutely.
Yeah, those people are just as bad as the culprit, really. I mean,
yeah, exactly.
You got to have morals in this world. Got to be the bigger person, the better person. And if you know about that, I mean, the person in trial who finally came out was like the 60th person to talk. Mm-hmm. And the judge said that she was like the bravest person they've ever met. And that's very true. I mean, that person's a star because all it takes is one person to speak out. And there are all these people coming out. And
yeah, absolutely.
It's important stuff. So
at Michigan State, you are 100% my scrub of the week. And all those sexual assault victims, all those who spoke out against it.
You guys are stars, truly.
Absolutely. Stars.
All right, wow. This is...
And on a brighter note!
Yeah, wow. That was deep, man.
I know. We didn't know I could do it, but we did it, and it's all right. Now, on a brighter note, we'll be coming back to you next week.
Yeah, well, we're still the official sports podcast of the Crow's Nest, the USFP, instead of the USF system.
Oh, God. That's the time for another day, Jeff.
Yeah. Read like Enchanted Beast, baby. All right. I guess we'll sign off, and we'll be back next week. No more two-week breaks.
Absolutely.
MLK Day, accreditation, that doesn't happen every week.
Absolutely.
So you got my word, and I'll try and get more than 3 hours of sleep next time. Unless this is what the people want, hit me on Twitter, Wakeovich Words. I'm out.
All right, adios, everybody.